Welcome to another episode of Journey of Wellness in Indian Country. We talked a little bit, a few weeks back, about with Dr. Melissa Walls about the complex issue of health research in Native communities. And she shared some instances where there was kind of a lot of unethical behavior going on, and it's made it very difficult in some instances for tribal communities to really trust folks that approach them with research projects. She also talked about how UMD is at the forefront of a movement across academia to incorporate some innovative methods to ensure that research with Native folks is done collaboratively and that it is actually beneficial to the community. Today, we're going to talk with a member of that community and get the community perspective from Mike Connor. He's a member of the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa, and he is a collaborator in the Gathering for Health Research Project that Dr. Walls leads. Mike, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Now, the project is called Mino Gishigad. Is that right?
Yes.
And the Gathering for Health Projects, they're both in collaboration with the University of Minnesota Medical School. Can you talk about your experiences with the research project and with the people that first came to Boys Fort and said, hey, we'd like to collaborate with you and do a project?
Yes, it was a few years back that when they approached me and asked me to see, to do some documentation for them, setting up meetings with doctors and families and people who are diabetics. It was then that I started working on a project with them and doing interviews with the people in that lake. And the way I see it is, it brought a lot of clarity to a lot of people, brought them together actually to talk about this issue of being diabetic and everything through the eyes of the doctors and the nurses and the family members and people who are diabetic.
Wow. Well, so that really did work out to have a benefit to the community. Mike, had you had bad experiences before, or had heard bad experiences before of communities where researchers were going to come in and it just had really not worked out?
Actually, no. They were pretty much open to it. I know a few people asked about participating, actually, in the project. It was pretty open to the public, and it got them to realize that they're not alone. It actually brought them all together to realize that there's possibilities there for other ideas that transpired from this program.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful experience, and definitely a great model going forward as opposed to some of these other methods. So you have been engaged in a number of different community-based research projects with the University of Minnesota Medical School. Why did you decide to get involved in that? It could have been just, oh, geez, more paperwork? Seriously?
Actually, I work as the ambulance director now, and that's one of the main questions we have to ask our patients is, are you diabetic? Because it runs so rampant, not only in our community, but also in my family. So it really touched base with me to find out what I can to see how I myself can deal with this, being that I'm going to be affected in the future at some time or point.
So as the people have gone forward now, and it's the idea with the research project that as it moves forward and there are results to report, that you get the results so that you can go back to the community and say, here's what they're doing, here's what they're finding out?
Yes. Some of the people that I interviewed and facilitated meetings with, they were talking about what are the possibilities of where this can go. Some of them talked about developing a diabetic camp for kids, you know, so that they'd understand the troubles and problems that elders and adults have dealing with diabetes on a daily basis.
So not necessarily a program for kids with diabetes, but a program for kids so that they can better understand what some of the people closest to them, the grown-ups closest to them, are dealing with.
Yes, that's pretty much what it's about. There's a lot of adults too. They come to realize, you know, that they're not alone, and that's one of the best things that ever happened I know that they started talking in a support group for a while back last year, and they would come in and talk about the problems and share ideas on how each other were handling their lifestyle with diabetes.
Wow, that is really a fantastic. It's such a big thing for a person to suddenly feel like I'm not the only one and to realize that there is a community of support out there for whatever challenge they might be facing.
Yes, there is.
Mike, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us about it this morning. It's just great to hear that the research has been so beneficial to the community. I hope we have a chance to talk again.
Yeah, thank you for calling, and I hope you have a good day.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Connor is a member of the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa. He's a collaborator in the Gathering for Health Research Project that Dr. Melissa Walls leads, and he joined us this morning as a guest on our series, Journey of Wellness in Indian Country.